I was born in Poland. The war started in Poland, in Lodz especially, September 1939. From that day onwards, I was a victim. I was first at the Ghetto Lodz, then I was at Auschwitz, and then I was at Ravensbrück, and then I was at Malchow, and I was left alone.
If you say you were left alone, where were your relatives?
At the ghetto, at the beginning, I was still with my parents. Eventually, they were taken to Malchow, to Ravensbrück, to Chełmno. There they were exterminated. I remained in the ghetto until the ghetto had been liquidated, and I was brought to Auschwitz. At Auschwitz, I stayed till the liquidation of Auschwitz and have been sent by the death march to Germany. Arrived to Ravensbrück on foot. At Ravensbrück camp, I stayed for about 2 months, I believe. And then as the Allies approached, they decided to send the victims further. And so we went again on a death march. And on that last death march, the German troops abandoned us. They threw away their weapons. They threw away their uniforms. So we were left just on our own until the Russians came from one side. The British, I believe it was, came from the other side. And somehow we had to go to the border and to explain that we are prisoners. And that way we were liberated.
If you can backtrack, what is one thing that you remember that happened to you? You said you were in Auschwitz.
Many things happened to me in Auschwitz. At first, I was at Zapil. I don't know whether you know that expression.
No, what does it mean?
Arriving to Auschwitz, there was a selection made. Part of the people arriving, or prisoners, were sent to the crematorium immediately for immediate death. The other ones, who looked healthier, were allowed to enter the camp. I was at first sent to the crematorium.
For real?
Yes. And I started walking. And I was pushed and driven to run quickly towards the crematorium. But with me arrived to Auschwitz my twin sister and an elderly sister. My twin was allowed to enter the camp. It was only I who was sent to the crematorium. My elder sister was very brave. She fell on her knees and begged Mengele, standing there, telling him he should let the two girls together because we are twins and have never before been departed. I was already very close to the crematorium. I could already see the fire coming out of the chimney. I could even smell the burnt flesh. At the very same time, my sister, as I said, kneeled and begged Mengele to let us go together. And Mengele heard that. He sent an officer, German officer, SS officer, to bring me back from the crematorium and to let me enter into Auschwitz.
And what happened after that? You narrowly escaped being burnt.
I came back, entered Auschwitz, but Mengele did not do it for the sake of humanity. He had his plans and he fixed his mind that he's going to use my sister and me as guinea pigs for his notorious experiments.
Do you have any idea of what some of these experiments were?
There were various stages. At the beginning, there was comparing the features between the twins. Later on, it passed on to more deeper and even surgical operations. It was all up to his plans. We never knew any morning what is going to be done to us. We also didn't know whether we shall return to the camp the same day. And we stayed there in Auschwitz. And were then sent to the death march going to Germany.
Now, what lessons can people today learn from these horrors that you went through?
There should be a lesson. We should never forget it. We should always remind what happened and to remind the people that human beings need to be treated as human beings and the things should not be done to people against their wishes or acceptance.
Do you think that there is a danger that something similar to the Holocaust can happen again?
I'm shocked when I hear that there are some groups of people, first of all, not believing that the Holocaust altogether took place. And I'm also shocked with the fact that recently there are also certain tribes, let's put it this way, who would like it to happen again.
Now, what's the significance of the International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust?
I believe it's very important. I believe a nation without history cannot exist. Things should be taught, spoken about, and not to forget, in order that similar things should not happen again.